I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Today is the day that the nation pauses to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and as part of that honoring, the University of Oregon Gospel Choirs and Ensembles will give a free concert this afternoon at Bell Hall on the UO campus beginning at 3 p.m. Joining us in the KLCC studios is Andy L. Brown, director of the UO Gospel Choirs and Ensembles. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's already been just a little over 45 years since Dr. King passed away. That's a long enough time for a musical catalog to develop in his honor. What kind of music do you hear out there that's been written for him or inspired by his legacy?
Well, a lot of gospel music that has to do with achieving in spite of whatever your obstacles are, overcoming obstacles, and unity.
I presume in your concert this afternoon there'll be a wide variety of music represented. Tell me some of the things that will be included.
Oddly enough, we have a song that is really not, I guess, gospel, but the feel behind it is very much a unified feel. It's the Circle of Life. You know, the
from the Lion King.
Exactly. You know, that song brings people together somehow. So we have that song. We have some really upbeat songs. We have songs about overcoming in spite of your situation. There's a song called Imagine Me, written by Kirk Franklin, and that song is, it just really tugs at your heartstrings, and it's all about imagining oneself beyond the negative obstacles and influences that have kept a person down.
And you're reviving a song that you used to sing quite a bit, Let the Praise Begin, is that correct?
Yes. We usually open sets with that song because it's so upbeat, it's so powerful. It usually brings people to their feet.
Tell me about the choirs and the ensembles that will be performing.
Well, there are three gospel choir groups. The first is gospel. It's called Top Gospel Choir. It is the beginning gospel choir. I think the majority of that class is international students. I think about 95%. We have gospel ensemble, which is the intermediate group. And then my baby is Top Gospel Singers, and this is the group that goes and travels and does competitions. And last March, it took them to China, and we made history as the first gospel act ever to do a public tour of the People's Republic of China.
I would imagine that the trip to China, in its cross-cultural nature, ties in somehow with Dr. King's legacy. How do you see that connection?
Absolutely. Well, you know, Dr. King was all about unity, all about solidarity, you know, bringing people together and really just showing love and accepting one another and exposing one another to different cultures. At the end of it, we all felt like, you know, we're brothers and sisters. And that was amazing. And I think, you know, had Dr. King seen something like that, you know, I think that's what he was striving for.
Tell me, who's guesting with you with these ensembles?
Well, towards the end of the concert, we're going to have a special dance group called Dale Tumbao. It's a Cuban salsa dance group, and they're going to be performing one of the original songs that I wrote. It's a gospel song with a Latin feel.
In the end, how does Dr. King's legacy affect your life here locally and what you bring to the world?
For me, I like to strive to accept all people, bringing all people together in love and unity. And I try to do that with everything. You know, I want to bring everybody of different backgrounds, different creeds, religious beliefs into this class. And I try to do that in every aspect of my life. And, you know, not just in work, but, you know, my everyday working out, my coworkers, people I see on the street, you know, we got to show love to one another. And I think that is the spirit of the day, spirit of, and it shouldn't just be one day. It should be an everyday thing. It should be a lifestyle.
Well, thanks for everything that you do, and thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Andy L. Brown, director of the Gospel Choirs and Ensembles at the University of Oregon. They present a concert this afternoon at 3 p.m. in Bell Hall on the UO campus with music that honors the legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. The concert is free. It will also be web-streamed live online at music.uoregon.edu. More information there as well. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.